News by remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As he described current levels of vaccine inequity as grotesque, the head of the World Health Organization said more producers of COVID-19 vaccines should follow the example of AstraZeneca and license their technology to other manufacturers. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus noted the drug maker's interim data from trials found the vaccine, developed in conjunction with Oxford University, was 79% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19 and, crucially, posed no increased risk of blood clots. Germany is extending its lockdown until April 18th and calling on citizens to stay at home for 5 days over the Easter holidays to try to break a third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, Chancellor Angela Merkel said early Tuesday. In talks that ran deep into the night, Merkel pushed the leaders of Germany's 16 states to take a tougher stance to fight the pandemic, reversing plans for a gradual reopening of the economy agreed earlier this month after a sharp rise in the infection rate. Germany started cautiously easing restrictions earlier this month. Tuesday, Britain marked the anniversary of its first coronavirus lockdown with a minute's silence in tribute to the more than 126,000 people who have died, one of the world's worst tolls. The National Day of Reflection saw the silence observed in Parliament and across the UK at noon, followed by bells ringing to mourn the dead and honor frontline health workers. At 8 p.m., members of the public are being encouraged to stand on their doorsteps with lit phones, candles, and torches to signify a beacon of remembrance. Queen Elizabeth II and her eldest son and heir, Prince Charles, led tributes. This is VOA News. A gunman killed at least 10 people, including a police officer, at a grocery store in Colorado Monday, police said. Live streamed video earlier in the day showed a white middle-aged man, shirtless and with a bloodied leg, detained by police and led from the supermarket. Police said a suspect is being held in custody and was the only person suffering serious injuries. The comment made without confirming the man in the video was the suspect or giving any possible motive. The incident comes less than a week after another mass shooting at Asian-owned spas in the southeastern state of Georgia that left 8 dead. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed admitted Tuesday troops from neighboring Eritrea were present in the conflict-torn Tigray region after months of denials from both countries. Abiy said in an address to Parliament, quote, however, after the Eritrean army crossed the border and was operating in Ethiopia, any damage it did to our people was unacceptable, end quote, adding he had discussed the alleged abuses with the Eritrean government multiple times. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged Tuesday to share Washington's initial thinking on a looming Afghanistan withdrawal deadline as he meets NATO allies on his first official European trip. America's top diplomat adopted a positive tone at the start of a 2-day meeting of alliance foreign ministers as he looks to rebuild ties strained by former U.S. leader Donald Trump. But high on the agenda for NATO is the future of the alliance's mission in Afghanistan after Trump struck a deal with the Taliban to withdraw troops by May 1st. Allies are waiting to see if new U.S. leader Joe Biden will stick to that date. Blinken said the U.S. was still mulling it over. The Biden administration is reacting to evidence that conditions at the U.S.-Mexico border are not good. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration is focused on expediting processing and opening more facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border after the publication of photos showing migrant children crowded in a customs and border protection facility in Texas. Axios First published the photos Monday taken by Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Democrat who represents a Texas border district. A woman and four children were killed in a stampede in Tanzania as crowds rushed to mourn the country's late President John Magufuli over the weekend, a relative told AFP Tuesday. A second woman was also missing after going to Uhuru Stadium in Dar es Salaam Sunday, where tens of thousands gathered to mourn Magufuli, whose sudden death after a mysterious short illness was announced last week. The stampede occurred as mourners crammed the streets around the stadium where Magufuli's casket was in state. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
It's VOA.